See that Paul is in a bit of a dilemma. It seems that those that he has introduced in Corinth to the gospel message of Jesus Christ have now become enamored with other preachers, others who are seemingly more eloquent than he is. Because of it, they have, in some sense, lost that first beautiful simplistic love that he gave to them. There is something about simplicity that, in some sense, is offensive to us. When it can be done, we like to embellish it. We like to add to it, to make it more beautiful. And this is fine, there's nothing wrong with that. The creativity of our heart. But when the embellishment becomes more important than the message, then we have a serious problem. Paul speaks the gospel message in truth, in all of its fullness, in all of its salvific grace. He preaches it and presents it to them fully. They are now clinging to eloquence rather than the gospel. We see that warning in the gospel text today. And Jesus is encouraging the people to pray. He teaches them how to pray in simplicity, in truth. Not with many words, the repetition of words, and this and that, as the pagans do. But in simplicity. When it comes to your prayer, my brothers and sisters, simple is better. Simple, honest communication of oneself, of one to the other. Do you believe that your prayer, your Christian prayer, your Catholic prayer, is some manipulation of God? Some magic formula in which we say this in this way, this many times, in this place, at this time, then we get from God what we want. But if we don't say it in this way, then we don't get it. It's foolishness, my brothers and sisters. You're not addressing a God who hates you, who is against you. You're addressing a God who loves you, your Heavenly Father, who already knows what it is that you need. You do not need to manipulate him. And trust me, if other human beings can recognize manipulation, you better believe that our Heavenly Father knows it when he hears it. Do you have friends that do that to you? I did friends in quotation marks because I wouldn't consider them friends if they manipulate by their language. You know it when it happens, don't you? You see it when your ego is being stroked. The flowery words and all of these things because they want to manipulate. When we find a friend that their yes is a yes and a no is their no. When they speak simply, honestly, truthfully, you have found a friend. It is this way with prayer, my brothers and sisters. The example that Jesus gives, the Our Father, is one of the humblest, simplest prayers. It asks for the simplest things, that which is necessary to sustain us for today. So be mindful. Be mindful of the way that you pray. It's not a magic formula. It is not a manipulation of God. He doesn't sit there and go, oh, okay, now I have to give it to them. They said it that way. Speak to God. Be as honest as you possibly can. Yes, you need to be respectful because that it's fitting, right? You're addressing God. To address Him with honesty, respect, love, care. That is what should be expressed by our prayer. Amen.